الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, from today we are bringing you a unique and amazing series. And what's the topic of this series? What will we learn about? Inshallah, in this series, we are going to state the signs of Judgment Day step by step. And there'll be amazing points for you to, inshallah, hear. And perhaps for many, these will be new points. We hear so many rumors and misconceptions regarding the signs of Judgment Day. So inshallah, we hope that all those misconceptions are clarified little by little in light of the Holy Quran and Hadith. So let us begin. And the sign that we are going to discuss and learn about today is the locust. And nowadays we hear a lot about locusts, but inshallah we will understand what locusts are and what this insect and what part it plays in the signs of Day of Judgment in light of Quran and Hadith. And we'll also try to understand what will happen before Judgment Day regarding locusts. So inshallah, you'll learn about this in today's episode. Make good intentions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to learn sacred knowledge. First of all, let me tell you that in the Holy Quran, part 27, Surah Qamar, verse number 7, Allah Almighty has mentioned, خُشَّعَنْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned how people will rise on the Day of Judgment and go towards Hashr. And they'll be like scattered locusts. And locusts, when they leave in swarms. They number hundreds of millions and they go out together. So on the Day of Judgment also, when people will go towards the plane of resurrection, there'll be the same feeling, that people will rise from their graves in a large number and they'll gather in the ground of resurrection. Now in the Holy Quran, there is another waqia, another incident, a story regarding locusts. And we share that with you, inshallah, today. So dear viewers, this incident is regarding the great prophet Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and the magicians of Fir'aun. It's a historical event, one of the major events in this universe. You may have heard that Fir'aun, he brought magicians against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And later all of the magicians, they embraced Islam. They became such Muslims that even the threats of a cruel and daring person like Fir'aun could not deter them from their faith. Subhanallah. They did not budge an inch in their faith. Rather, they gave Fir'aun such a courageous reply, which Allah Almighty has stated in part 19, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verse number 50 and 51. Allah Jalla wa'ala says, quoting these magicians, La dayra, inna ila rabbina munqalibun. Inna natma'u an yaghfila lana rabbuna khatayana an kunna awwal al-mu'minin. Translation from Kanzul Iman. They said, there is no loss. We are to return to our Lord. We have a desire that our Lord may forgive our shortcomings on the basis that we are the first to believe. Now, dear viewers, when the followers of Fir'aun, they remained persistent in their disbelief and disobedience, even after this incident of the magicians and their embracing faith, then what happened in the end? Allah Almighty, He sent one more sign to them. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he had prayed, O Lord, Fir'aun has become rather disobedient on the earth, and his people have also broken their vow. So inflict such a torment on them that will be a punishment for them. And it will become a lesson and admonition for my people and the following ones. Now, dear viewers, a unique thing was about to happen. Allah Jalla wa'ala sent a storm. And what happened was that massive clouds appeared and it became dark. It began to rain heavily. the houses of the people of Fir'aun, they were filled with water, and it rained so torrentially that they were left in a standing position in the water. Meaning the water came up to their necks, and those who were sitting drowned. Now in this incident, one more amazing point is that the houses of Banu Israel, they were adjacent to the houses of the followers of Fir'aun. And it was such a great scene of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and omnipotence that there was water in the houses of the people of Fir'aun. They were standing in that water. But the houses of Banu Israel, which were adjacent to them, the houses of Banu Israel, which were adjacent to them, had no water in them at all. Whereas the houses of the people of Fir'aun were full of water. They felt utterly helpless. They had no way out now. So they came to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and they humbly said, please pray for us that this suffering, you know, ends, it's removed from us. Then we will embrace faith in you. If this suffering is removed from us, we will embrace faith in you. Now, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was a prophet of Allah Almighty. And a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is unique, he is great, he is merciful. And you can look at the conduct of our Prophet alayhi salam as well throughout his life. Rahmatul lil alameen. He wished well for even those who swore at him. So prophets, they forgive, they overlook. So Musa alayhi salam took pity on them and he prayed in the court of Allah Almighty. The storm, it was averted. And the water was no longer there. Now, you can understand what happens when water flows in a land. Now, when the water finished, the land became fertile and green. There was such greenery and crops grew. The land became fertile and it was never seen like this before. Trees flourished as well. They bore fruits. Grains began to grow. Subhanallah. But what happened was the people of Fir'aun said, this was not a punishment. This was an atonement. Rather, this is a reward and a blessing for us. Because of this water, there has occurred a tremendous greenery, freshness. Everything has become green, lush green. So they did not embrace faith. And once again, they went against their promise. Now, 1 month passed like this. Then Allah Almighty sent locusts. Yes, viewers. Today we may watch videos on social media regarding many areas in the world, especially in Pakistan. Locusts come in quite a large number. This isn't something new. Rather, this is an insect with history. Meaning even thousands of years ago, the nation of Banu Israel, these locusts existed. And locusts were sent as a form of punishment by Allah Almighty. Now what did the locusts do? They started consuming, eating up the fruits. The vast fields and forests which had become lush green. They began to eat them. They ate up the fruits, leaves, doors of the houses as well. The roofs, the planks, other belongings. And even the nails in the planks. Allahu Akbar. The houses of the people of Fir'aun were filled with locusts. Now the same amazing point was found, just as was mentioned a few moments ago, that the houses of the people of Fir'aun were full of locusts. Whereas in that same neighborhood, same vicinity, the houses of Banu Israel were adjacent to them, but there were no locusts in those houses. Subhanallah. Look at the qudra of Allah. Now the people of Fir'aun were once again troubled. And 1 week passed in this condition. After facing so much suffering and trouble, they again came to the court of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. They apologized and again they promised and said, please, pray just this once that this suffering is removed. We will embrace faith. We make a firm promise to you now. Allahu Akbar. Again, they vowed and promised. When Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam prayed, Allah Azza wa Jal answered his prayer. And the locusts, they went away. Now what happened next was that it's commonly mentioned as well that those people whose hearts have been sealed, they don't change their ways. They never change. So the people of Fir'aun, they noticed that the locusts have gone. But they had not eaten up all the gardens. a lot of the fields were still present. And looking at these things, they began to say, these are sufficient for us, these are enough for us, we can survive even with this. What is the need to embrace faith? Why should we embrace faith in the Lord of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? Again, they broke their promise. What a strange people they were. And whenever we read this incident in the Holy Quran, in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our mind becomes astonished that such great, massive, big signs were evident. They observed those signs, yet they did not embrace faith. They again broke the promise they made to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and once again, they began to lead their life of shirk, polytheism. Now, viewers, just think, torment that was inflicted upon the people of Fir'aun after the storm was locusts. And now let me proceed to the sign of Day of Judgment and what the Prophet ﷺ said about locusts. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ said, two dead animals and two bloods are lawful for us. The two dead animals are locust and fish, and the two bloods are liver and spleen. So dear viewers, remember one thing, that locust is halal. And it was eaten in the presence of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. And he ﷺ did not prohibit eating it. When the Prophet ﷺ was questioned about locusts, what did he say? He replied, this is a large army of Allah Almighty. I neither eat it nor declare it unlawful. Now let me give an example to make you understand something. Water is very important to our life. We drink water, Allah has made it a means of our nourishment, survival. But if there's too much water, for example, if there's a flood, this will completely change the situation. A small amount of rain is good, people enjoy it. But if that water turns into a flood, then it'll destroy whole cities. It becomes a curse. Now, in the same way, Allah Jalla wa'ala created locusts. Locusts are halal to eat. And we've just mentioned the hadith. But if that locust appears in large number, then it's a torment. Now let me bring you to another point, that the existence of locusts is a sign of goodness. How is it a sign of goodness? You may see locusts everywhere today. You're probably thinking, what does he mean by sign of goodness, sign of happiness? Let me share an incident of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu with you. And when he looked at a locust, he raised the slogan of Takbir out of happiness. What was that incident? Why did he raise the slogan of Takbir, Allahu Akbar? Let me tell you. It was the Khilafah of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. It was his time period. And during his rule, locusts disappeared in the year in which he was martyred. They were not seen anywhere. He became extremely sad. And in order to see the locust, he sent a horse rider to Yemen and a horse rider to Iraq. And he sent a horse rider to Syria as well. And he would ask people, he used to ask people about locusts and whether they had been seen. Now you might be thinking, why did Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu need to do this? Why did he do this? Let me tell you. But before that, were they found or not? What happened was that the horse rider who was sent to Yemen brought Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu a fistful of locusts, a fistful, and scattered them before him. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and saw the locusts, he raised the slogan of Takbir, Allahu Akbar. And he said, I have heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Almighty has created 1,000 creatures, out of which 600 are in water and 400 are on the land. And the very first to be eliminated or destroyed is the locusts. When locusts are eliminated, when they are erased, then other creatures will consecutively be erased, meaning one after the other, in succession. Now viewers, you might have seen in a tasbih or in a necklace that there is a string of pearls or beads. When the string breaks, all of the beads drop one by one. In the same way, creatures will begin to be erased one after the other when Judgment Day will draw near. Meaning this is a blessed hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that locusts will be eliminated before the Day of Judgment. Just like there are other signs of the Day of Judgment mentioned in the Ahadith, the fitna of Dajjal, the advent, the arrival of Imam Mahdi radiallahu anh, the descent of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam from the heavens. All these signs will take place before the Day of Judgment. The emergence of Ya'juj Ma'juj, in English we call them, we refer to them as Gog Magog. The emergence of Dabbatul Ard, etc. These are all signs of the Day of Judgment. But similarly, the complete elimination of locusts from the entire world is also one of the signs of Judgment Day. Yes. So dear viewers, the time has come to end the episode. And we hope that you have understood this point, that locusts exist, so it means that there is still time left until Judgment Day. That sign of Judgment Day has not occurred yet. We still have locusts amongst us. They are still present. And in each episode, inshallah, we will discuss a sign. And we will tell you in light of the Holy Quran and Hadith whether this sign has taken place or it is still yet to occur. Anyway, we pray to Allah Almighty that He enables us to perform such deeds that when we are presented in His noble court, in the court of Allah Almighty, on the Day of Judgment, we will have such deeds, such good deeds, that will allow us to enter paradise, inshallah. That we are blessed with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that we are listening to the signs of Judgment Day. But on the Day of Judgment, you and I will be held accountable for our actions as well. So, it makes sense to perform such actions that on the Day of Judgment, we will not have to face any sort of embarrassment. May Allah Almighty safeguard you and me from embarrassment on the Day of Judgment. And may He include you and me amongst those fortunate individuals and who will be in the thousands. And they will enter paradise without accountability, subhanallah. So in the end, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us and safeguards our iman. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.